What's good, you guys? This is your car wreck here. We're going to be playing TSDOJ 5PD. But just for reference, some people may have noticed that I did pull my video podcast episode that on Spotify, it never uploaded itself to Spotify for like 5 days. And so as a result, I had to pull that episode from the list, so I'm replacing it with this one. But I do have to apologize because there's been some confusion with Anchor support. I know Anchor support is supposed to have been resolving it, but
user joined your channel.
Unfortunately, issues with that.
User joined your channel.
17:21 tonight.
Of course. Issue with that is that there is a lot of knowledge that they were unable to use in this particular case, because on their end it seemed like things were going smoothly, but they were making errors on their part, and I understand why. Like, it's not their fault. I understand why they're making some errors when it comes to fixing my content that I have put out, but the is kind of tricky because they have master view of everything, but sometimes their master view doesn't catch the right thing. So I'm still trying to get them to resolve that situation. But we're here now. I'm replacing the episode with this one. But in the future, if I do a video podcast episode, I'll be sure to do an episode that does not require video, so that way if it does not work properly, it will, you know, inevitably you'll be able to hear the audio and everything, and there will be no problems associated with that. That's my only issue that I've had so far with the Anchor support problem. Other than that, it's been smooth sailing, which is a good thing. So I want it to be smooth sailing. I will put a video podcast up this time, just in case.
Hey,
but without further ado, let's go ahead and get right into the 5PD episode.
Let's do it this weekend.
I am gonna turn up the game audio.
User disconnected from your channel.
The game audio is kind of a little low, so we'll turn that up and let's roll.
Attention all units.
Can I get additional to the 385 suspect at the back?
385 suspect at the back.
2-1, I'll be in here. 2-1, what code do you want me to get out?
Suspect is now in custody.
User joined your channel.
Different prisoner.
Is there a second there too?
Good.
User entered your channel.
10-4.
Attention all units. Respond code 2.
Okay,
5.01, show me 1041, 1008.
Could you show me a route to a money truck pursuit on East Joshua Road by the intersection of Grape City and Joshua?
Dispatch Tango 32 is coming out. Shots fired. Alpha, US Route 13.
Shots fired.
20.
Postal 1041. That money truck's heading towards the highway. There's going to be two guys in the back. They are.
Attention all units, respond code 3. 10-4, 392, will be enough to shots fired.
5 Delta 01, State High Speed Task Force will be on route to your location. There'll be about 10 mics, stand by. Those who are listening to the podcast and don't know what the High Speed Task Force is, some people, I know a lot of people have had questions about that. Hold up.
Did you like my non-shots fired suspect now?
Alright, I know a lot of people have had some questions as to what the High Speed Task Force is, because nobody ever really clarified it, to them. While I may not have a...
Repeat the location of shots fired.
I swear, if I have to stop for this RTO one more time. Okay, anyway, so I was going to clarify what the High Speed Task Force means, because ordinary people listening to the podcast might not... Oh my god. I'm just going to put this thing on mute. The High Speed Task Force, sorry I got sidetracked, High Speed Task Force is basically a state police subdivision. It's mainly tasked with doing things that, you know, have to do with high speed, like pursuits or street racers. It's a specialized unit.
6-1 unit according to shots fired, just to confirm, is the question 403?
It's a specialized unit, meaning that the specialization requires a special training. In the high-speed task force case, they're specially trained to deal with any kind of pursuits. Pursuits with gun violence, pursuits with money trucks, street racers, people with illegal modifications on their vehicles. And they're usually only dispatched to scenes where...
Usually for national back to new.
Where the speed chase is going to be crossing county lines. So, like, if there's, like, a pursuit and the high-speed chase crosses more than 10 miles or it crosses the county line, they'll usually dispatch a high-speed task force unit. Depending on the make and model of the vehicle and the type of pursuit that's happening, they might dispatch him as a specialized unit to go take care of the high-speed chase. But they're usually only used for high-speed chases. There are used for traffic enforcement too, but it's usually when they're on standby, and they're very good at what they do. Like, they even know how to do rolling blocks, which is where a vehicle, SUV, or a charger launches across the road and slams into the vehicle. That's what a rolling block is, and so they're very good at that. So if that clarifies what the high speed task force is for you, yeah, but that's what they do. Oh, shoot. Dang. A just took off. Okay, I have a hit and run. I'm looping this guy. Oh, I can't. Dang. And he's speeding, too. Like, dang. Oh, my God. I wish I could bloop. More vehicles. Dang it, come on, bro. Pull the car over already. Bro, like, pull the car over. Not in the middle of the road. What the actual? Bro. Pull your stupid vehicle over.
Attention all units. Citizens report possible terrorist activity.
Oh my God. Stop. Stop driving. What the actual? I need to get up close to him. Hold on, I got him. Come on, pull the car over. Thank you, finally pulled the car over. Oh my God, what the heck? Like, bro, I'm gonna pull him over to the dirt. Pull him over into the dirt. Oh, he's not in the road.
Usually for National Guard, postal 191.
Copy 392 and right there.
10-4, they're going to be taking off Southwest El Burro Boulevard.
What was that postal?
192 now. Shots fired. 10-13, shots fired.
Delta 01, can you route me one additional up here to postal 947 Southwest Sonora Freeway? I am on the Los Angeles Freeway Interchange. I'm out 1011 with one vehicle, 1054 PD hit and run.
Did you say 947?
10-4, 947 on the right-hand off-ramp interchange.
10-4, I'm in route.
Can I get an update on the shots fired?
Postal 194. All suspects down.
He should be coming up behind me, I think. Yeah, he's coming up behind me. He's on his way. He's coming up behind me. He is fast, though. Like, honestly. Okay. He's on the road now. I see him. He's coming.
Attention, all units. We have a vicious animal on the loose. Respond code 3.
I'm gonna need you to approach from the right. Good evening, miss. You know why you've been pulled over today? Officer, your car wreck. San Andreas State Police, High Speed Task Force. You know why you've been pulled over? Are you aware that you ran into another vehicle and that you sped off from the scene?
All units. Respond code 3.
No, I saw that. Do you have your ID on you? Can I see your ID? Alright, she's got a warrant.
You need to load at 1050. Okay.
You got a warrant? Alright.
News Post 947, where are you looking
at? Step her out.
We are on Southwest Sonora Freeway on the right-hand off-ramp.
North or southbound?
Southbound.
Cool.
Miss, at this point in time, you're going to be under arrest for outstanding warrants. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do can and will be used against you. You have the right to an attorney in the court of law. If you're not having an attorney, one will be appointed to the state. You will be required
will
to...
Patrol 187, we have one 1015, 947.
Show Tango 32 on scene.
You will be required to pay those fines for the hit and run. You understand these rights have already been told to you? Alright, and then you understand what the warrant is for? Alright, come with me. You have anything that's going to poke your problem at this time when perform a search? Alright? Alright, she's clear on weapons and everything. She hasn't got anything on her. Alright, come with me. And we are going to put you in the back of my marked patrol vehicle, watch your head, and we're going to transport you down to Sandy Station. Is that clear? Hop in the back, watch your head for me, miss. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you want to search the vehicle.
Vehicle's clear. Oh, how convenient, but whoa, the tow truck spawned right there.
Wow. The tow truck spawned right there.
What the actual? Bro.
KHLD 49, show me 1023 on scene of a small vehicle call heading southeast onto Alassian Fields Freeway. No 32 is needed.
I'll be back tonight.
All units, respond code 2.
Dispatch Tango 32 is going to be back tonight.
So we keep showing around to a kidnapping somebody on Joshua Road, heading towards 68. And keep it close to 178 there.
What the actual? Okay, yeah. Nobody saw that. Okay, yeah. That was bad. Oh, wait. My vehicle is over there. Oh, God. Okay, yeah.
Second King 50 Tango 32, which location?
Postal 1021, we're going to mean or drive around with the burn.
Jeez, why did that happen?
You can't send some spikes. Trying to get in front.
Turn 4, I'll be passing on your left.
Turn 4, shit.
Passing this try set up spikes. Tell me if it changes movement at all. I'm just gonna block them off.
7 out of 19 shovels responded to an animal to its goal.
Oh, why did I fall through the map? That is so dumb, I fell through the map.
Dispatch Tango 32 shots for our one suspect down.
7 on 19, you see, need assistance. A 7 on 19 to Tango 32, what's your time on it?
Attention all units, respond code 2.
There's only 49, dispatch.
Well, that happened. Your mic is glitching on my screen.
Each other, 49, showing back to Nick.
1750, showing the scene code 41 in custody.
Okay, I can go move my car now. Lord?
Good.
Oh, that's lag.
7 out of 19, she was responding to drunk driver pursuit, code 2 high.
Dispatch, your Tango 32, respond to a repo order.
Is he really going 109 down the highway?
Attention all units,
42.
Respond code 3.
Alrighty. Yeah, well, alrighty then, you guys. So, that does it for me. I think I've done enough for the day. I'm going to go ahead and replace that other episode on the list. I cannot give a time frame as to if the video aspect of the podcast episode will be up or not. Before I go, though, again, I'm really sorry that this confusion with Anchor caused my episode to have to be pulled because it's not uploading properly. But anyway, I am very, very, very hopeful that this stuff will get uploaded soon, so that'll be the end of that horrible process of uploading it. I appreciate you guys listening to me, and I am out of here.